Good afternoon, everyone. Today's topic: Einos Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. It has to do with the Gemara Pesachim. It has to also do with the Gemara Sota that we just did recently in the Daf Yomi. It's a standalone shiur. Let's begin. If you want to see in the Gemara Pesachim, you can go to Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, over to Kuf Beis Amud Beis. In Pesachim, I put everything on the source sheet also. So if you have a source sheet, even better. I don't know if I made enough for everyone. Okay. Gemara goes off like this. Tan Rabbanan b'nei Chabur shayu mesubim v'kiddush shalem hayom. Is it right in the Gemara?
It's
towards the bottom. Okay. Anyway, it starts on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. It's like five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Five lines from the bottom. Okay, the Gemara starts off. Tan Rabbanan b'nei Chabur shayu mesubim v'kiddush shalem hayom. You have a group of people who are sitting together and Shabbos comes. Can't begin to tell you how many times in the RV Pesachim you have a group of people eating on Friday afternoon. It's weird. I mean, yeah. Right? It's just strange. And it's not once. It's a number of times. They just, Friday afternoon, okay, no, let's... what better time than now to have a meal? I guess we could wait till tonight, but okay.
Unless it's Purim, or I was thinking, Rabbi Friedman, that also the minhag used to be that they used to make chasas on Friday because they were so poor they didn't have money for two meals. Anyway, okay. Either way, so v'kiddush shalem hayom v'vim lo koshal yain v'amar alav kedusha sayom v'shini amar alav birchas amazin divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi omer ochel ahol echashitach shach. Here we get to one of the classic debates in terms of whether or not you break for kiddush or you don't break for kiddush. Gamru kos rishon avarch alav birchas amazin v'shini omer alav kedusha sayom. Okay. To which the Gemara says that you finish the meal, on the first cup of wine you make Birchas HaMazon, on the second cup of wine you say Kiddush HaSayam. Meaning, Shitas Rabbi Yosi is that you don't interrupt your meal for Kiddush, meaning Friday night you just continue eating your meal. Good. And then when you finish your meal, so then later that night you will you'll bench, and then afterwards you'll use the second cup for Kiddush, and good. So the Gemara asked the question, Amai v'nei merinu l'tarvai achad akasa. Gemara says, why not just simply bundle, say both on one coast? I'm Rav Huna, I'm Rav Sheshes, and I'm Rav Shei Kedusha, it's akos echad. So Rav Huna says the name Rav Sheshes, because you do not say Shtei Kedushos, akos echad. Oh, that's the answer. I love it, by the way. It's the kind of question where, why can't you do it? The Gemara's answer is because you can't do it. Okay, and then now let's move on. But the Gemara does not move on. My time, Amar Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Lefi Sheinos, Mitzvot Chavilos, Chavilos. To which the Gemara says that we do not bundle mitzvot together. There's more to the Gemara, but for our purposes this afternoon, we're going to stop here in the Gemara, and the topic this afternoon is going to be Einos Mitzvot Chavilos, Chavilos. Just drop it right over there. Thank you. Yeah, Tosas brings it up. The Einos Mitzvot Chavilos, Chavilos, the Gemara gives an explanation why it is I can't. Look, here's what I need to do. I need to bench, and I need to make Kiddush, and I need to do them back to back. So, we all enjoy a good sale, so why not just simply have one cup of wine, we'll bench, we'll say Kiddush over that one cup of wine. You know, anyway, we're benching over a cup of wine because of chashivas. Do you know we're making a Kiddush over a cup of wine because of chashivas? Yeah, the Gemara makes it sound like it's a drasha, it's a bona fide drasha, kacheu al hayayin, but most Rishonim say, I'm doing it just because of chashivas. In other words, the mitzvah min haTorah is just to say Kiddush, and I do it over a cup of wine because of chashivas. So everything anyways is as a result of chashivas, so just simply have one cup of wine and do both over the one cup of wine. And the Gemara says, you can't do it because ein osa mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And what we're going to be discussing this afternoon is, and what does that mean? Meaning, what is behind this idea that you're not allowed to bundle your mitzvahs together? So you take a look at the Rashbam over there in the Gemara in Pesachim. The Rashbam is a very short Rashbam, and he writes three words. Chavilos, chavilos. The Rashbam writes, Demechze alay kamasui. It looks like a burden, writes the Rashbam. Mm-hmm. That what happens is that if I have two mitzvahs that are pressing upon me right now, one mitzvah called Kiddush, a second mitzvah called benching, and if I bundle the two together and I do it over one cup of wine, it looks like, you know what, let's just get rid of it. Let's just do it, not do away with the mitzvah, but let's just get it done. And it looks like a burden. So the way the Rashbam explains it is that really the issue of Enos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, it's that it's an attitudinal issue. It's attitudinal. The Chachamim want us to have the right attitude about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are important. Mitzvahs are significant. And so therefore, to have the right mitzvahs of the right attitude of mitzvahs, treat every mitzvah with the proper respect that it deserves, and do each one independently. We shift gears now. We turn to a Gemara in Moed Katan, a Gemara that I'm sure you're familiar with. The Gemara in Moed Katan, we're now leaving the world of Pesachim. There are source sheets that have been handed out. If you receive one, good. And if not, just share with somebody. Or if not, just listen. Either way. The Mishnah in Moed Katan on Daf Ches Amud Beis discusses the following. Einos Enoshim B'Moed. Don't get married on Chol HaMoed. What better time would there be to get married than on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed is the best time to get married. Nobody's going to work, right? Everyone's free, right? So what else are we going to do? We're going to have to plan a Chol HaMoed trip anyway. Okay, good. So this year, instead of a Chol HaMoed trip, so let's go to a chasna. It's great. It's a great idea. Except that the Mishnah says he can't do it. Einos Enoshim B'Moed, lo besulos v'lo amanos v'lo miyavmim, meibnesha simcha hilo. And the Mishnah says that you don't get married in Chol HaMoed because you're already involved in a simcha. Avamapser is a grushosa, but what you can do is that in the event that you divorce a woman and you want to give it a second try, you're allowed to marry her a second time. Obviously, it goes without saying, or it doesn't go without saying, but you know, just to make sure that it's clear, if she marries somebody else in the interim, then you cannot marry her. That's an Isser min HaTorah. But if you divorce her and you want to try a second time, so Machzer Grushah, so that you could do on Chol HaMoed, and it's a muted Simcha, so therefore you could do that on Chol HaMoed. Okay, and then the Mishnah goes on. Now we're going to skip to the Gemara, where the Gemara over there asks the obvious question, V'chi Simcha Hilo Ma'ahave. So what did the Mishnah say? Don't get married on Chol HaMoed because you're happy. And what's wrong with being happy? And if you're getting married anyway, isn't it just going to make you even happier, presumably, allegedly? So, right, possibly. Okay, I understand. I know. Right, v'chi simcha hilo mai have. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel, v'chein I'm Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Yoshua, v'am Ila, I'm Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Chanina. A lengthy introduction to the Gemara's punchline. L'fi she'en ma'ar v'simcha v'simcha. Because you're not allowed to mix simchas together. There's nothing wrong with being happy. Being happy is a good thing. On Yontif, you're supposed to be happy. The problem is that you're supposed to be happy on Yontif because of Yontif. And then what happens is now you're going to be happy because you're getting married. That's a tarovis. That's a mixture. Ain marv and simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to mix simchas together. And right there on the Gemara in Moed Katan, so we need to take a look together at Tosfos. Tosfos writes over there, Lefishe ain marv and simcha b'simcha. And again, we're going to go one step further. What does that mean? Meaning, and you're not allowed to mix joy and joy? What's wrong with mixing joy and joy? Zeiros akasav kizidarish lekaman mikra deshlamo. So first of all, Tosfos points out that we're not going to do it together, but if you go on in the Gemara Moed Katan, you're going to see later on in the Gemara brings down Psukim, it's a drasha, over Yerushalmi darish midichsiv malei shavua zos. And then the Gemara Yerushalmi says to Lavan, says to Yaakov, you know I gave you Leah, and I know I was supposed to give you Rachel, and I know you want to marry Rachel, but wait a week, and then you'll marry Rachel. By the way, common misconception, which is that Yaakov waited 7 years before he married Rachel. He didn't wait 7 years. He waited a week, and then he married. He worked another 7 years, but okay. V'tam nirek tzas dekamo, but here we get to the part of the Tosfos where I really want to zoom in on. And Tosfos goes on to write, and behind all this is what? Why is it that you're not allowed to mix simcha together? V'tam nirek tzas dekamo she'enos in mitzvos chavilos chavilos, debi'inan she'ei, libui panui, excuse me, lemitzvah achas, v'lo yifne atzmo heimenu, v'chein simcha b'simcha, ye libui panui b'simcha. And Tosfos in the Gemara Moed Katan makes the following suggestion. I'm not allowed to mix up simchas. I'm right now in Chol HaMoed. It's Sukkot, it's Pesach, I'm happy. And I'm focusing on the Simchas Hayantif and the Simcha of Chol HaMoed. And now what's going to happen is that if I introduce a new Simcha, so it's going to take my attention away from the current Simcha. And again, just to quote the key words of Tosfos, I'm sorry, let me back up one line. She'inos mitzvos chavilos. Tosos compares this to the concept of einos mitzvos chavilos. And then in explanation he says, you got to be focused on the current mitzvah at hand, and you cannot keep your attention on something else. Now, yeah, but that's bismano. That the Torah instructs you what time to have it. Okay, what I want to argue this afternoon is the following. Okay, and let's think about this, and this is really the point I would like to try to suggest. This Tosfos over here is not the same as the Rashbam and Psachim, and there's a fundamental difference, and here's what I would like to suggest just for our consideration. The Gemara in Psachim, with the Rashbam's explanation, is that Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas, you're not allowed to bundle Mitzvahs together, and the reason why is because it's an attitudinal issue. The Chachamim want us to have the correct and proper attitude as it relates to Mitzvahs. Treat the Mitzvahs with the proper respect they deserve, and the Chachamim tell us, here's the right attitude. Okay. Meanwhile, the Gemara in Moed Katan with the Tosfos, with the accompanying Tosfos to the Gemara in Moed Katan, is really giving us a different explanation behind why it is that you're not allowed to bundle Mitzvahs together. So that your heart will be focused. When we're talking about focus, what's another word for focus? Kavana. Another word for focus is kavana. In general, we know when you do a mitzvah, you have to have kavana on the mitzvah you're doing. Now, there's always discussion throughout Shas, again and again, whether mitzvahs, trichos, kavanas, and mitzvahs do not require kavana. But let me just say the following. All the Gemara means over there is kavana ma'akev, or is kavana not ma'akev? Meaning, the Gemara is never entertaining the question of, should you or should you not have kavana? Of course you should have kavana. When you do a mitzvah, kavana is required. In other words, the Torah wants us every morning when we're putting on tefillin to think, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin. It's simple. The only question the Gemara has is that failure of kavana is going to be a failure in the mitzvah or not a failure in the mitzvah. But in terms of the requirement to have kavana, every mitzvah requires to have kavana. And what Tosfos is saying is that I can't do two simchas simultaneously because I don't have enough attention and enough focus to focus on two mitzvahs at the same time. Every mitzvah needs kavana. And because every mitzvah needs kavana, I have to do one mitzvah at a time because each mitzvah requires kavana. It's texting and driving. I can't do both at the same time. I don't have enough attention to do both at the same time. We think we do, and for just a moment, I'm going to get on the pedestal, and I'm going to tell everybody, myself first, and then everybody else, don't text and drive, because you can't do both at the same time. You can't possibly give attention to the both at the same time. I'm off the pedestal, and we're back now to learning Gemara. So the same thing is true regarding mitzvos. Mitzvos require kavana. And Tosfos says, I need libui panui, I need to have attention and focus on every mitzvah, and that's why I can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Because on Chol HaMoed, I should be focusing on Simchas Chol HaMoed. And I shouldn't be then doing another mitzvah which is going to take my focus away. And so, just give me a moment. And so the difference between Rashbam's explanation in Psachim and the Tosfos' explanation in Moed Katan is that the Rashbam's explanation in Psachim is an attitudinal issue. It's that the Chachamim want me to have the right attitude regarding mitzvahs. Treat mitzvahs respectfully. Meanwhile, Tosfos and Moed Katan is telling us, no, that the issue over here is an issue of Kavana. I need kavana when I do a mitzvah. If I try to do another mitzvah at the same time, I'm not going to have enough kavana for, certainly not for both, and probably for neither.
Okay. In the times when people watch tefillin all day, does that mean that they couldn't do any other mitzvah because they had
right.
to focus on kavana?
Right. It's,
I don't think it's that.
Right, correct. Tosfos,
so it's the same thing with right. Chol HaMoed. I mean, what does that
right.
mean?
Right. Tosfos in the discussion.
Chol HaMoed is not so great.
I hear you. Tosfos in the discussion of Osik Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah basically asks your question. If I'm wearing tefillin, aren't I putter from other mitzvahs? And you know, we know what the answer is. It's just a question of how to articulate the answer.
Look, you can do both, but according to here, it says you don't have the kavana. You can't do
right.
two together.
Right, but there comes a point in time. I mean, I know what I'm saying is right, although I don't have good evidence. But once the tefillin are on, yeah, of course you're supposed to think about the tefillin, but at the same time, like, you also have to live.
No, but the same thing with the Chol HaMoed. I mean, you focus.
I understand. You can make the same argument that Chol HaMoed is like becomes like a background mitzvah.
Okay, that's no problem.
Right.
In terms of kavana.
I hear you.
Yes. This this idea that you're explaining with Talmud and Chavilut's Chavilas, would it also apply? Both my daughters got married Erev Shabbos.
Right.
And the Sa'uda was like older, maybe, right. I don't know, an hour and a half before it was like time to go to Chabad in Venice and start to daven to be Shabbos.
Right.
Would that be an objection that nobody ever said that that's a problem?
Right. Is it
we don't basically a lot of new problems to get married Erev Shabbos, where it's going to end like an hour and a half? The minhag
used to be, I heard you. The minhag used to be that in Europe, and they used to get married on Friday. Okay, just don't confuse me with somebody who... I'm not a rav. I don't poskin halacha. We're right now we're learning together. Okay, good. Okay, yes, Rabbi Freeman.
Would you say that the difference between these two examples are the difference between the Pesla and the Gabbai?
Wait, just 1 second, please wait, because we're going in that direction. Yes.
I need the first question, but what's troubling me? Everyone here in this room put on a talisman.
Yeah.
What's the answer? I didn't understand the answer.
The answer has to be something to the same tune as what Tosfos says regarding Osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Meaning Tosfos says, once you're wearing tefillin, aren't you patur from doing other mitzvahs? So the answer, of course, is no. Why should that be? How to articulate that? So you have to figure out a way to articulate it. Meaning there's an answer to it. So over here, in terms of Chol HaMoed, I guess, and again, I'm throwing something out there for consideration. I guess there has to be a certain amount of conscientiousness in terms of Simchas Chol HaMoed. Again, Toso says it. In other words, you're with me. In other words, I'm not saying anything innovative. All I'm doing is going over Rashbam and Psachim and Atosos and Moed Kadim. Okay, let's advance this whole discussion. Okay, in terms of advancing this discussion, we're going to now take our attention to yesterday's daf. Those of you keeping up with the daf, so you know yesterday's daf, and Sota was daf Ches. Okay, these dapim are just—they're exciting. They're really enjoyable. Not to say other dapim are less enjoyable, although I'm kind of saying that. But anyway, we're moving right along. However, Tana Rabbanan in the Gemara quotes the following: Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas, a very unusual day in the Beis Hamikdash where. Not one, but two sotas come into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a strange day, admittedly. Okay, and we have to now have them both go through the process of drinking the Meis Sota. So the Braisa starts off by saying, don't do it, Kedei Shelo Yehi Libo Gas Bechaverta. Because if the two come in at the same time, they're going to embolden one another. In other words, we usually tend to be braver when there are other brave people around us. But if we're by ourselves, so we'll capitulate pretty quickly. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lomen Hashem Muzeh Ela Amar Kra Osa Levada. So Rabbi Yehuda says no, incorrect. Meaning correct conclusion, but not for the same reason. It's a drasha. The Torah says Osa Levada. V'tanakam Haksiv Osa. Now hard to argue with Rabbi Yehuda's logic. In other words, it's a drasha. The Torah says Osa. Each sota must be brought in individually. So the Gemara says Tanakama Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara goes on to explain that really the Tanakama is none other than Rabbi Shimon, the Dorsh, time of the Kra. We know throughout Shas, Rabbi Shimon not only goes behind the halacha, but also looks for reasons behind the halacha. Why is it that every sota must drink individually? And so his explanation is because if I have two sotas be there, so they're going to embolden one another. And there'll be bravery and foolish bravery. Because if in the event they did it, meaning they did sleep with the man in the room, in the secluded room, so then they're going to die. So we don't want them to embolden one another. Gemara notes now that there actually is going to be a practical difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. My benayu ke benayu. Rosasas. So the Gemara says, let's say that the women who are coming to drink, let's say they're shaking. Meaning, you could see, it's visibly palpable that they are they're trembling. They're terrified. They're not emboldening one another. So according to the Rebbe Shimon, the only reason why we don't want to do this is because they're emboldening one another. Here they're not. Go for it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a drasha. A drasha is a drasha. It's a beginning, in the middle, and the end of the story. You can't do two at the same time. Done. Gemara says, good. Nafkamina. Verosasus mimashkin, the Gemara says, and really, we're really entertaining the idea that we're going to have two sotas drink at the same time. Veha'ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Yesterday's daf. The Gemara says, you can't have two sotas drinking at the same time. You're bundling mitzvos. Now, it's a little bit strange that we're talking about a sota and we're talking about a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah.
A mitzvah of whom? The lady or for the person?
Okay, wait one second. Okay, wait. It's a mitzvah.
Yeah, it's a
commandment. Yeah. And it's a Gemara also. So the v'ha'in knows the mitzvot chavilos chavilos the nani mashkin shei sotas kachas ve'matar shnei mitzarin kachas ve'rutzin shnei avadim kachas ve'inorfin shnei agalos kachas lufi shei knows the mitzvot chavilos chavilos. To which the Gemara says, and you know, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to bundle mitzvot together. And the Gemara gives a whole assortment of other examples. We're going to focus right now and stay with the shei sotos. The Gemara gives a number of other examples. Amar Abai v'tamer avkana lo kasha kamba kohenecha kamishnei kohanim. To which the Gemara says, well, it depends. If it is Kohen Echad, so it's Chavilos. If it's Shtei Kohanim, okay, so then we're not bundling. So we think is the Gemara's answer. So Rashi actually says in yesterday's daf is the Gemara's answer. What I'd like to do right now is go through a Tosfos together, a very short Tosfos on the Gemara. And Tosfos is bothered by a very simple question. I'm reading Tosfos inside. V'hayinos and mitzvot Chavilos, Teima. Tosa says, I'm bothered by the flow of the Gemara. My parach v'alo inosam mitzvot chavilos. Leka ela iser midrabanan mishum demechse alea kamasa. The inu pligi bekrai. Tosa says, I'm so bothered by the flow of the Gemara. Because what's happening? We're having in the Gemara a debate between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakhama says, you can't have two sorts of drink at the same time, and the reason is because he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Darish Taima Dekra, Psukim. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, says you can't have two sorts of drink at the same time. You know why? Because of Psukim. Meaning they're darshaning Psukim. And then along comes the Gemara and introduces this concept of Enosim Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. Now, Rachman al-Islam, we're not diminishing, but that's a Din Derabanan. We're having a discussion about Psukim, about Din Deraisa. And then you're bothered by a din de rabbanon right now, meaning it shouldn't affect the halacha, at least on a daraisa level. What happened in the Gemara that the Gemara was talking daraisa and then introduced chavilos, which is a din de rabbanon? Tosu says it's the chachamim teaching us how to treat each mitzvah with its proper respect. Okay, so fine, but why should that come up in the Gemara right now when we're talking about psukim? On this question. And one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara, the Mitzvah Eistan, you'll forgive me, I don't know, have a biography on him, I don't know much about him. Tosfos is giving the Rashbam's explanation in the Gemara Pesachim. Tosfos says, the whole issue of Mitzvah Chavilos is because, Mechza la Kamasu, it looks like a burden. The Inu Pliga Bekrai, and they, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, and the Tanakhama are arguing about Psukim.
They're not really arguing. Both agree.
Okay, they're talking. They're talking in Psukim,
yes,
and then you're bringing.
They're arguing about Psukim. They're both okay.
Okay.
Except one gives it down. That's all. So obviously, it's even stronger.
Okay. So the Mitzvah Eisan on the back of the Gemara makes the following suggestion, and this is very good. Meaning the Mitzvah Eisan basically points out as follows. When we talk about Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos, we're really talking about two different issues. One issue is, the Chachamim told us that we have to be respectful about our mitzvahs. That's the Rashbam and Psachim. But then, there's also Tosfos and Moed Katan. Tosfos and Moed Katan says, that when you do a mitzvah, you have to have Kavana, and that's why you can't do two mitzvahs at the same time. Kavana is not a Din D'Rabbanan. Kavana is a Din D'Araisa. The Torah wants us to have kavanah when we do mitzvahs. Again, whether it's ma'akev or not ma'akev, it's a machlokas. But the idea that you need kavanah, that's a din d'araisa. So the mitzvah Eisan says beautifully. He says, "V'yesh l'amar api mashakasuper kama demoi kanda ha'inosim mitzvos chavilos hu mitam debin shei libu yipanu lemitzvah achas v'lo yifna atzmo himenu." Tosfos says, if you go with the reason of, the Mitzvah Eisan says, if you go with the reason of Tosfos and Moed Katan, you don't have a problem. Because if Mitzvah Enos and Mitzvah Chavilos is a function of Kavana, that's a Din de Araisa. O Medama Lamai de Isa Hasam Dein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's really the same thing as a marvin simcha b'simcha. Vahid ein marvin simcha b'simcha. Yalaf hasa mikra. Psukim teach us the halacha of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha mashma da'avim in a Torah. And that's a Torah concept. So number one, if you will, nafkamina number one, is whether or not enosim mitzvos chavilos is a dindarabban or a dindaraisa could be predicated now on which approach we're going to use. If we're going to use the approach of the Rashbam and Psachim, that it's just an attitudinal issue, so that's a dindarabban. If the issue is I need the right kavana for every mitzvah, that's a dindaraisa. Okay, very good. Next. Time is running out. We're going to skip the next issue. We're going to go on now to the last and final issue, and this will take a couple minutes. But bear with me. This will be interesting and hopefully enjoyable. Many occasions throughout the year, we're not going to take out one Sefer Torah from the Arum, but we're going to take out two Sefer Torah from the Arum. What's Minhag Yisrael? We all know. We've gone to Shul. So here's what we do. We open up the Arum. Everyone ready? I'm going to explain something which you've seen time and again throughout your life. We open up the Aron, and we take out not one, but we take out two Sifrei Torah, or sometimes three. And then what we do is that we put one Sefer Torah on the bima, and we read from that Sefer Torah. And what do we do with the other Sefer Torah? Hold it. We'll get to it. And then after taking the... After finishing the first Sefer Torah, so we want to say Kash, but we do want to say Kash on both Sefer Torah, so we take the second one, we put it up on the Bima, excuse me, we put it up on the Bima, we say Kaddish, and then we do Hagbah with the first one, and then we go to the second one. Can I ask everyone here a really simple question? Have we not just been spending the last 25 minutes talking about Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos? What do we do every single time we're taking two Sefer Torah out from the Aron? Are we not violating the rule of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, just give me a moment. The Yom Sheish Bo Beis Sefer Torah, the day where there are two Sefer Torah. Lo Yivchasu Lo Yivtechu Abeis Velo Yasiru Hamape Ashi Iglu Harisha. Okay, so don't open up the second one until you first close the first one. Baruch Hashem, we do that. This is a Ramah. I take both of them out. Okay. Good. A wonderful description of what we do nowadays. That's wonderful. Look at the Magen Avraham over here, and with this, this will take about 10 minutes. But please bear with me, it's going to be enjoyable, and hopefully, it's Magen Avraham. It'll be more than worth it. The Magen Avraham starts the discussion by quoting a Gemara Yerushalmi. The Gemara Yerushalmi says, She'ein lahotzi hashnia me'aron, ad shemachzi arishon lemkoma, v'chein kasov b'masechet sofrim, Perek Yud Aleph. The Yerushalmi and the Masechet Sofrim both say that here's what we should do. Take out one Sefer Torah, read the Sefer Torah, put it back in the Aron. Take out a second Sefer Torah, read from the second Sefer Torah, and put it back in the Aron. And doesn't it make more sense? Meaning, I know it's more time consuming. I get that. Right. But doesn't it make more sense? Meaning, we just spent the last little bit talking about Enos and Mitzvos, Chavilos, Chavilos. We don't want to bundle on mitzvahs. And if we don't want to bundle on mitzvahs, so... let's keep every mitzvah separate. There's a mitzvah to read from one Sefer Torah. It's Shabbos. There's also a mitzvah to read from the second Sefer Torah. It's Rosh Chodesh. So why don't we do one at a time? What are we doing? Bring both of them out. And in fact, I know. In fact, the Yerushalmi says, and the Masechet Sofrim say, that that's the way you should do it. And meanwhile, Minhag Yisrael, which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, is not to do it that way. And so what I'd like to discuss through the Magen Avraham is why not? Why don't we do it that way? V'anu ein minhageinu kein, the Magen Avraham goes on to write, that's not our minhag. Ela motzin shneim b'vasachas, we take both of them at the same time. V'eim asalkim v'chulei, ad kan lashon darchim moshe b'shem or zerua, v'tzaruch iyon. And the Magen Avraham asks the obvious question. De menale l'ma'avid lo k'Yerushalmi. Where do we get this custom and we're not following the Yerushalmi? How can we do it the way we do it? And how come we don't take out each one at a time? So here now it gets, hopefully we'll get interesting.
I gave the answer already.
Huh?
I gave the answer.
It's kind of the answer, but wait, there's more coming. Uvisota daf ches amrinan, this is all from the Magen Avraham on, Arachayim Simen Kuf Mem Zayin. He goes on to quote the Gemara in Sota, Ein Mashkin Beis Sotos Kachad, Vein Matarim Beis Mitzorim, Vein Rotsim Beis Avadim, Vein Orphan Beis Agalos Kachad, Sheinos Mitzos Chavils, Chavils Chavils. The Kasva Tosos She'asol La'amid Shtein Bazar Bevasachas Afafi Shein Shosos Kachad. Now Tosos goes on to say, I didn't quote this Tosos earlier, you'll forgive me. I didn't quote the Tosos earlier where Tosos says, not only can they not drink at the same time, they can't even be in the Azara at the same time. Okay. The tame of Chiyah also Chiyah Gav La'amid Beis Vachim Ke'echa Bazar V'lishkod Echa V'achaka Chashen V'chule Ayin Sham. And Tosos over there is bothered by a very simple question. Do we do that when it comes to Karbanos? Of course not. Meaning, again, it's been 2,000 years, I know. But when we had Karbanos, we would have multiple Karbanos standing in the Azara, everyone waiting its turn, and we didn't just simply say, no, 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 only one Karban at a time. We had many Karbanos out there at the same time. Okay. And the Gemara's conclusion over there is that when it's one Kohen, so Ein Mashkin, you can't do both at the same time, but for two Kohen and Mashkin. Okay. Adkan, that's the Magen Avraham quoting the Gemara in Sota, which we're already familiar with. But now here's where it gets interesting. Now, the Rambam, which if you look on the previous column, I quote very quickly, the Rambam doesn't say a lot, admittedly, but I'll read the Rambam. Ein mashkin es sota ela biyom, v'chol yom kashal hashko sota. The Rambam writes that sota drinks and any time during the day. V'ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'acha shenemer ve'amid osa. And you can't have two sotas drinking at the same time. The Rambam does not mention anything about one kohen versus two kohanim. And that was a critical line of the Gemara. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. And the Rambam doesn't make mention of it. Now listen to how the Magen Avraham understands the Rambam. L'chein nirali shehu mefarish ipcha. The Magen Avraham now is going to offer the following very, very big chiddush. The Rambam actually understands the Gemara lehefach. Meaning that the Gemara didn't say which way is okay and which way is not okay. All the Gemara said in the conclusion is, we're going to make a distinction between one Kohen versus two Kohanim. The Kohen Echad Al-Karchich Mashko says, Zeh Achar Zeh. That when it comes to one Kohen, so one Kohen can actually do two Sotas. Because when you're one Kohen, and you're having two Sotas drink, what by definition does that mean? It means you're one guy. It means that I'll do this Sota, and then obviously I'll get to that sota. Mm-hmm. Now they're both going to be standing in the Azar at the same time, but that's not a problem. And this one Kohen will therefore be able to do one followed by the other. Here, according to the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara, is where the problem lies. I have two sotas. I have two Kohanim. They're both going to be... the verb doesn't work in the English. It's going to say drinking the sota. They're both going to be giving the sota to drink at the same time. That's a problem, according to the Rambam. Good. That's the Rambam's understanding. It resolves Tosus's issue. That becomes the problem. Vihineila Rambam. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, here's what comes out. There's the Rambam's conclusion. Comes out now that the way the Rambam views Enos and Mitzvos Chavilos is an inversion of Tosfos. Just by using a babies as an example, but baby Sifrei Torah, it could go either way. Let's keep it with Sifrei Torah. I know the Magen Avraham uses babies as an example for the mitzvah of Mila, but let's do it either way. According to the Rambam, when you have both Kohanim giving water to the Sota at the same time, that is, the Gemara says, that's a problem. That's Aser. One Kohen offering first one to one sota and then to another sota, that's fine. Masha Einkin, according to Tosfos, lehefech, it's just the opposite. When you have one Kohen offering two sotas, that's a problem. When you have two Kohanim offering two sotas, that would be fine. So, and again, he gives the example of the Mila. B'shnei Malam Sharim, V'imkein B'shnei Sefer Torah No'agim Ka'arambam D'lo Kapdinan Al Ha'ava. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, our minhag, and we're not following the Yerushalmi, of taking out both Sifrei Torah, that's in line with the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara. Meaning the Rambam says that what I'm allowed to do is bring out both sotas at the same time. There's no problem with bringing out both sotas at the same time. And because I'm one Kohen, I'll do that, and then I'll do that. Masha Inkin, according to Tosfos, it's just the opposite. Bringing out both sotas at the same time, that's a problem. The only way it'd be okay is if you have one Kohen per sota. But for what? Two Kohanim for two sotas. I'm sorry. I meant that. But yes, two Kohanim for two sotas would be fine. But bringing them out at the same time would not be fine. Okay. And basically now, and Rabbi Friedman touched on this issue earlier. What's the hakpada? Meaning, what, according to the Rambam, according to Tosfos, what are we worried about? For the Rambam, what we're worried about is the pu'ulas ha-mitzvah. Meaning, when actually doing the mitzvah, what I want, says the Rambam, is I want one Kohen to be focused on each sota at one time. Meaning, what is the Rambam's principal issue? Kavana. Exactly. The Rambam's principal issue is an issue of kavana. I want the Kohen, when doing the mitzvah of Hashkar Sota, to be thinking about one sota at a time. And that's why the Rambam says that would be no problem to have one Kohen doing two sotas, because it's not a violation of Enos Mitzvot Chavilos, because this one Kohen is going to have enough Kavana as he's doing each one at a time. The Magen Avraham says, we do the same thing as it relates to the Sifrei Torah. We take out both Sifrei Torah at the same time. That's not a problem. The problem is the Pe'ulas HaMitzvah. We're not reading the two Sifrei Torah at the same time. We're reading one, tie it up, we'll read the second one. That's what we do in line with the Rambam, at least the Magen Avraham's understanding of the Rambam. Masha Inkin, according to Tosfos, when do you violate Enos Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos? When I bring the sotas out. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Tosfos understands the issue to be an attitudinal issue. You see, if I'm bringing both sotas out, basically I'm saying, let's get this over with. Right? I got a lot going on today. I don't have the time right now to take out one and then stop and then take out the next one. We don't have time for that. Let's bring them out. Tosfos says already at that point in time, you're in violation of Enos Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. Because according to Tosfos, again, Tosfos of Gemara Pesachim, Tosfos of the Gemara Sota, the issue is an attitudinal issue. That's why Tosfos says bringing them out at the same time is a problem. The Yerushalmi in the Masechet Sofrim that says, don't bring out both Sifrei Torah at the same time. Bring out one, put it back. Bring out the other, second one. That's more in line with Tosfos, the issue being an attitudinal issue. So that is the Magen Avraham's defense of our minog to bring out both Sifrei Torah, and it's not being a violation of Enos and Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos.
The Rambam, two Kohanim in the two sotas, so each one has kavana for his own. So what would be the problem with that? What would he say it's called Chavilos?
To your question, the answer would just simply be that's a drasha. I mean, that's what the Torah is teaching in the drasha. Right, correct.
Okay.
Correct. That's just the drasha. Okay, so let's just recap what we saw this afternoon, and we'll bring everything to a conclusion. So again, we discussed the issue of Enos Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. I introduced the Rashbam in the Gemara Pesachim. I introduced Tosfos in the Gemara Moed Katan. Rashbam in Pesachim says that the issue is an attitudinal issue. We don't want mitzvot to be a burden. Tosfos in the Gemara Moed Katan says that the issue is kavanah, that I need to have kavanah when I do every mitzvah. And so therefore, there's what I believe is a fundamental difference between Tosfos and Tosfos. I'm sorry, Rashbam and the Tosfos. Rashbam's attitudinal issue is that you, the person, should have the right attitude. Tosfos and Moed Katan says you, the person, need to have kavana. Simple. Number one, we pointed out maybe the difference between Rashbam and Tosfos is whether or not Enos Mitzvot Chavilos is a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan. If it's attitudinal, it's a chachamim. It's the chachamim telling us to have the right attitude. If it's kavana, could be a din daraisa. And that may end up answering Tosfos' question that he asked in the Gemara and Sota. And the second issue that we dealt with today is the issue of our minhag of taking out two sifrei Torah. Our minhag of taking out two sifrei Torah seems to be in violation of Enos and Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. The Magen Avraham is bothered because the Yerushalmi and the Masechet Sofrim says that we should take out one, read it, put it back, take out the second one. That seems to be, quote unquote, the better minhag. In other words, less of a violation of Enos and Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos. So what the Magen Avraham does as a Chiddush is that he suggests that when the Gemara and Sota says that one, there's a difference between one Kohen and two Kohanim. So unlike the traditional Pshat, which I say traditional, I mean Rashi's Pshat. Unlike Rashi's Pshat, where if it were one, it would be okay. And if it were, If it's one, it's not okay. If it's two, it would be okay. That's the traditional Pshat in the Gemara and Sota. The Rambam, just the opposite. If it's one, it's okay. And if it's two, it's not okay. And we pointed out together that maybe the difference between the traditional way of understanding the Gemara and Sota and the Rambam's way of understanding the Gemara and Sota is exactly this issue. What is behind Enos and Mitzvot Chavilos Chavilos? If it's an attitudinal issue, so then you hear Tosfos. The Rashi and the Gemara and Sota, that if it's attitudinal, you have one person bringing out the two, it's poor attitude. Meaning we have two mitzvahs to do right now. Let's treat each one with its proper respect. Masha Einkein, according to the Rambam, where the issue is not an attitudinal issue, but the issue is a kavana issue, having one Kohen doing both sotas, perfect. Because then if you have one Kohen doing two sotas, so then you'll have the proper kavana. And that's why you'll have him bring out the two. One, you'll be Mashke one sota now. You'll be Mashke the next sota for this one Kohen. And fine and good. And to answer Phil's question, Phil asked the question, what's wrong with two Kohanim doing two sotas? So that, I would just simply say, that's exactly the Gemara's Chiddush. That's the Gzeiras HaKosam. That you're not allowed to do that. But in terms of one Kohen can be Mashke two Sotas. Based on this Rambam, the Magen Avraham says, now you explain our Minhag. Our Minhag is to bring out both Sifrei Torah, because there's no Hakpada on when you are maybe the Mitzvah. The Hakpada is only on the Pu'ulas HaMitzvah, only when you actually do the Mitzvah. Okay, and with this we stop, and everyone have a wonderful afternoon. Go ahead.